We have La Caprile Valley School Superintendent Greg Schmidt in the studio with us right now. We're going to do a La Caprile Valley school update. Of course, school is closed, Greg. Different world out there, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. It's changed everybody's schedules, and yeah, the schools without kids seem a little different for sure.
Yeah, when you and teachers are out there, I bet you it's really, really odd, isn't it?
Each of the buildings has had meetings almost daily just to talk about where they're at with their progress in developing this long-distance learning. And you know, there are lots of press conferences and school updates from the MDE and things like that that people want to know about. So
yeah. So you've been really busy, Greg, talking to state officials and that, and having some meetings? Or
yeah, we've been having some meetings. Each day, the governor does a press conference at 2 o'clock, and I watch that and take notes, and then I distribute those notes. We also have an MDE, the Minnesota Department of Education, update every day at 4:30, and that goes for an hour, and then they actually cut it off at 5:30. But there are hundreds of people online for that conference call, and the commissioner and her assistant and several other people in the Department of Education talk about different aspects of education. So I take notes on that and distribute that. So every day I'm busy on my computer for a couple hours just absorbing more information and new updates from MDE and the governor and so on.
So as of this week, what can you tell us, Greg?
Well, the teachers are working hard to develop lessons for the kids. They're developing a couple weeks' worth of lessons because it's anticipated that the governor will make the decision to keep kids home for the next couple weeks at least. And we want kids to be able to do the best they can to make some progress academically. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of challenging. Not everybody's parent isn't working right now. Not everybody's at home with a parent. Right. So, you know, for some kids, it'll work pretty smoothly and seamlessly. And for other kids, it's going to be a struggle to get them to accomplish very much in a day. And that's just one of the challenges that people are facing. We also have the rest of the staff in the buildings. We have custodians on duty working. We have paraprofessionals, office staff, food service people making meals for kids. And so there are a lot of things going on in the buildings right now, but it's all adults. There aren't kids there.
Mm-hmm. Really, really strange, I bet, that's for sure.
It's really strange.
Let me just ask, Greg, do all the kids have Chromebooks or iPads, or do they have the internet at home, or how does that work?
The fifth through 12th graders have Chromebooks at home, and most of them have internet service at this time. We've been checking to find out if there are people that don't have it, mm-hmm. and there are a few here and there, so teachers are trying to adjust what they've developed to accommodate that. So we don't want anybody to be left out of being able to make progress academically. So
right. I know a lot of the students are fearful that might be calling school off for the rest of the year. Have you heard anything about that at all or not?
We've not really heard anything official. My best guess is that we will not have school the way that we know school mm-hmm. in April. I think May is still a little bit up in the air, but okay. Again, as time progresses, the governor's going to make a decision here in the next few days as to whether we'll have school beyond beyond March 30th or starting March 30th.
Right.
I don't think we've prepared these lessons, long-distance learning plans, in order that we would have school as normal after the 30th. So I think we'll be out for at least a couple weeks. I would suspect all of April, and who knows about May. I think it's probably too soon to tell.
Okay. All right. I know the school board met Monday night, Greg, and you guys were practicing social distancing, I heard, huh?
We were. There were actually seven people in the room in the media center at the high school, but I think the closest person to me was probably 40 or 50 feet away, and we were all spread out. Part of it due to the electronics. We had Chromebooks, and there was some feedback echoing going on because of the way that we were sitting, but we did move farther apart, and that made a big difference. The quality of the sound improved dramatically, but we had four board members at home, two board members at the meeting. State law requires us to have somebody on site in the location that we normally have a meeting, so our board chair decided he would do that, And then one of the other board members was concerned about technology at his home, so he said internet service isn't very good, so he came in too. But we had the sheriff was there, and I was there, and the business manager, and my secretary Lisa was there. So we had seven people in the room.
Okay. Can you give us a little detail there on the school board?
Yeah, we had just a couple things that I think were fairly significant. We had we've been working on branding the school district, and we've been working on considering a logo change. Currently, the school district uses a logo that is copyrighted by the Philadelphia Eagles, yep. And so we would like to change that, and we've worked hard. I know that you've been part of the committee, and so have I, but we've had a number of people that have kind of weighed in on what they think would be good for the district, and Kelly Nemitz from Canby presented that to the board last night. She was remote, but she did a PowerPoint presentation to show the board what work has been done. The board did not make a decision last night about which, what to move forward with, but we're going to have a meeting on April 14th, and that'll be one of the topics on the special board meeting on the 14th of April. So, and I think the other thing of significance was that we, Alan Anderson, the Lacaparra County Sheriff, did a presentation about having a school resource officer out at the school. So he talked about what kinds of things that person could be involved with at the school, and primarily it's about safety. And so he talked about their role this year so far with the shooting threats that we've had, and he also talked about the possibility of having an officer out there next year. And again, the board did not make a decision about next year. They took it under advisement and plan to discuss it again at the April 14th special board meeting.
Okay. All right. I know with the referendum that passed last year, where does that sit as far as building constructions and stuff?
Well, we don't really know we don't really know what's going to happen. If the governor's going to say that we need to shelter in place, mm-hmm. that'll obviously move things back in the timeline a bit. But right now, things are moving forward as if it was going to happen on time. There have been walkthroughs in the buildings this week, and there were walkthroughs last week. We had the pre-bid meeting last week. Bids are scheduled to be opened on April 7th. So coming up pretty soon, that'll be the final bids. We've opened bids already for a bunch of the work, and we're getting ready to open bids for mm-hmm. the remainder of the work. So again, right now, we haven't adjusted any timelines. I think a lot will have to do with whether the governor orders the shelter-in-place
right.
order or not, and also whether there are workers available mm-hmm. to do the work when it's supposed to be done.
Right. I'll refresh my memory there, Greg. What are we doing in the buildings again in Appleton and Madison and Lacaparra?
We're improving the heating, cooling, and ventilation in all three buildings. We're doing a lot of energy savings projects. We're also adding a gymnasium at the high school, a two-court gymnasium. We're also adding approximately 28,000 square feet to the Appleton site, mm-hmm. so almost doubling the size of that building.
Okay, good.
And that will include classrooms and a gymnasium and a new office, a new entrance. So just a lot of different things. It's a big deal.
So we don't know when constructions will start on that yet, then. It all depends on what the governor decides about school.
I think it'll have something to do about that. Okay. Yeah. If somehow he would say we're not going to have school this spring, I think the construction would start sooner because the buildings would be available. We don't know, again, with that shelter in place, what obligations he'll put on the schools as far as employees showing up at school and planning for more long-distance learning in the, into the future. We're not really sure about that, so we'll have to wait and see what the governor says.
Okay. All right. Anything else to chat about there, Greg, that's on your mind or you want to share with the public?
Well, COVID is a big deal right now. It's taken a lot of time and energy from a lot of people, and we just want it to be that everybody is safe, and we wish people well and good health, and take care of yourselves and take care of others that you know.
That's right. And if you want any information, you probably can go to the Lacaparra School website, right?
There's information out there about that. Okay. And there will be a parent communication here in the near future, too. I know that some people are feeling like there's not a lot of information being communicated from the school district, but we're kind of in a holding pattern. Really, what our instructions were is we don't have school from the 18th to the 27th, and we plan for kids to be able to make academic progress. Mm-hmm. So that's what people are working on. And again, there will be more information about the work your child is expected to do during the interim, and that'll be coming out very soon.
All right. All right. I really appreciate you taking the time and coming in the studio and keeping us up to date here on what's happening out at Lac Qui Parle Valley.
Thanks, Paul.
You bet. That's Greg Schmidt, Lac Qui Parle Valley Superintendent with our Lac Qui Parle Valley School Update.